Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 102. Very exciting. We're into triple digits. I can't wait till we get into quadruple digits. I'll probably be dead then. Okay, on that note, let's start the podcast.
We'll continue the podcast around your graveyard.
Oh, that's nice. Wow, I could be just like Jughead. Okay. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
Donnie.
Chuck.
Adam.
Pat.
You remember how you used to say, to your left, like it made any difference?
Right, that's why I just nod. Now I nod, which is even better on the podcast.
I remember it going the other way.
No, it always goes that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Always.
He always said to his left.
Yeah. Maybe you'd normally sit in a different place.
Perhaps.
You are sitting about 8 feet from the table, though. So.
One time we had him sit outside.
I know your legs might not fit under.
Well,
try.
We were reading like Batman or something. You had him sit outside.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, that was the, what was it? That
in
was
the court of
it ours. Was the coldest night.
No,
that we
wasn't.
Had. He came in. He looked like Jack Nicholson from The Shining.
I'm missing fingers. It's like I take crocodile, whatever you call it. I don't know what it's called, but I take it.
You're a crocodile?
Things are frostbitten and falling off.
I don't know what all that means.
You don't know what crocodile is?
I do not.
You not watch the news?
It's fake heroin made by Russian gangsters being cut with gasoline and turpentine.
It causes necrosis.
Now, my only question is the mayor of Toronto doing it? Or?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because, okay, that's all. I'm sorry. I've never heard of crocodile.
Look it up. It's pretty gross. Yep.
But you like it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I can't pronounce it.
Okay. Well, you don't have to. Just give me, you know, I don't even know how you'd order it. I don't know. Is there a drive-through window?
You end up with those shoes.
What? Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Now Donnie gets it, see?
Well, how much is that?
He got it. He's going
to You can steal that, Chuck.
All right.
Yeah.
When did you start selling Swiffer here?
What about that?
I think you need to start selling Scotch tape here.
Oh, I have plenty.
Might
I
as well, plenty. Yeah.
No, I go through it. Like,
because I get my bags and my boards, and then I have to go somewhere else to get my tape.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
And it makes no sense.
You're right. So like the little dispensers, you know, that
just
only have
ones.
A little bit on it. Okay. I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Because I go through the rolls. I buy them in bulk at Sam's Club. Because
you should start doing that.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
I'll think about it.
It's
a good thing I'm always here.
Yeah, full of ideas. Full of great ideas.
I'm the guy that centered your open sign.
You did.
Here. It was
did.
All my idea.
Yeah, you were good. You can click it while you're at it.
Click?
No.
Are we going to talk about comics?
We are, because, you know, I always wanted to start with, you know, the news, but that there was really no news this week, other than they announced Stormwatch is ending, as to which many of you said, oh, that's still being published. So, yes, the four people that get it are still going to be quite upset.
News. We talked about crocodiles or something.
No.
Crocodile,
yeah. And then they finally announced today, I don't know if everybody saw, but they had the new Guardians of the Galaxy team, I'm sure for their new number one that's coming.
Who knew that SpongeBob was going to be on?
No, it wasn't SpongeBob, but one of the characters was blacked out, and it was very confusing.
That Marvel has bought SpongeBob and added him, them. Why? Basically, that's what they did with Angela.
Oh, okay. I'm
they
like,
bought this character.
What? Well, no, I guess Angela's out. Angela was not a fan favorite and apparently has been given the boot from Guardians of the Galaxy.
And actually, SpongeBob would have been more popular.
Yeah. I could have sold it to more kids.
It would have been actually something that would have been worth buying.
Yeah, but then you got the whole Rocket Raccoon SpongeBob dynamic.
Well, this is,
what about Chewbacca? That would have been perfect.
Oh, genius.
That would have been great. Yeah. I would have read Guardians of the Galaxy
just for Chewbacca.
Yeah, that maybe
might cost more than Angela.
They already own it.
Yeah, they're
Marvel owns Star Wars.
Disney owns Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Keep forgetting Disney.
You can never forget Disney.
Oh, well, I shouldn't say that. They're going to come get
that's
me
right. They will. They will. You remember V for Vendetta when they came and, you know, she was hiding under the bed? That's what's going to happen.
Right. They took them.
Yeah. But, and so they announced who the secret member that they had blacked out, you know, for all of, what, a week?
They want to build the suspense.
It was Venom. Because when I think of intergalactic hijinks, I think of Venom.
Well, he did come from space, right?
Right, but the suit did, not the guy.
The
you know.
Technically,
so
he wasn't
say,
from space. Wasn't he from, like, another dimension? Because that's what Secret Wars was about.
But I still see Flash Thompson not, you know, handling that real well. Here you go, you're hurtling through space. Yeah. Is he going to need a spacesuit? Probably not. So you're going to be freaking out a little bit.
What, as just Flash Thompson, you mean?
Yeah.
If he wasn't Venom at the
right,
time?
Well, he can only be Venom. Well, now, granted, I haven't read Venom awful. In a long time, but he can only, like, be Venom 20 times or something.
Can't Tony Stark make him, like,
I'm sure they've changed. Yeah, I'm sure they've changed
that. How many issues of Thunderbolts has there been?
I know, so I'm sure.
Thunderbolts, and there's, like, Venom's on, like, issue 30 or something.
Yeah. I don't understand why Reed Richards can make the ultimate nullifier. But he can't make Flash Thompson a pair of legs.
He never asked.
That's true. A little beneath you know? Him.
What, legs?
Yeah.
Who does Reed Richards think he is?
Well, he's not even on the Earth.
Iron Man could make him.
Although, speaking of which, they're relaunching that, and they just announced it's going to be an all-new take on the Fantastic Four, bringing it back to basics.
Yeah, except for they have, like, red and black uniforms.
I don't know. Because we need another Fantastic Four number
that's
one.
That's the
like,
book
we need
that never was away from the basics, was it? It's always been the same kind of thing.
Well, no, I don't.
They've been in a building, they fight things.
No, they haven't. Hickman's had them running through time. Yeah. Time traveling, you know, the thing that can't happen in
the
Marvel
Universe. So basically they're saying, we're going to take back what we did at Marvel Now because people didn't like it?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
How about Thor? People like that?
Yeah. He had a movie.
True.
You didn't like it.
Not the biggest
fan.
He didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it. I just there were some things that I kind of rolled my eyes at. Everybody watch S.H.I.E.L.D. with the big Thor tie-in last night?
Yeah, it was a stick. Yeah.
That wasn't what tied in with Thor. It was them cleaning up. They became damage control. Yeah. No, because that stick was from thousands of years ago.
How about Mjolnir? Meow meow.
Meow meow. What about meow meow?
Yeah, well, he used to be a stick. Remember that?
When he books? Grew?
And he grew into a hammer.
No. In they the comic water? Book, he hit the stick on the ground. And that's what
oh, yeah. Right, right. Well, that was different in the S.H.I.E.L.D. episode.
That's ridiculous.
It's a metal stick.
Yeah.
It's a space sphere.
It was broken. But then they put it back together. And somehow Agent May wasn't affected by it.
Why did they put things back together that they don't know anything about? This was the problem with the alien helmet. Just leave it apart. It's broke.
It was funny when Peter McNichol, when they introduced the character, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. You have the bad guy from Ghostbusters 2. He's not, can't be up to any good. You knew right away he was a bad guy. I knew it right away he was trouble. And was I right?
He kind of looks like Fitz.
Maybe it was Fitz's long lost. I don't know.
Father.
Hold on.
Father. Ooh.
His father is
Fitz. I am your father.
Vigo. Wait, he was the guy that's bringing back Vigo.
Right, yeah. Right.
He's going to use Fitz to bring back
Vigo.
That would be crazy.
I'd actually be more interested in watching that than what we've been seeing.
Disney does not own Ghostbusters yet.
So the last episode wasn't bad. But
I wish
overall,
the thing about S.H.I.E.L.D. is I wish they would just fight and they'd have an enemy.
Yeah.
They don't have an antagonist in this whole thing.
No. Well, they do. You just don't know who it is.
I thought they were.
Because they're going to go talk to the Oracle.
And can I just say that hand episode is really stupid?
Yeah, it didn't make it, but they needed to then follow it up. They need you know, even if it's just a little subplot, they can't just leave something like
that
dangling.
Even the comic books have decided that Maria Hand isn't a
Veronica Hand.
Veronica,
please.
Maria Hill.
Yeah. Duh.
They're both the same person.
No, it's not. She has a red stripe.
Yeah, Hill was basically the person we weren't supposed to like in Civil War. She's the person we weren't supposed to like
in Dark Reign.
Dark Reign.
Yeah.
Same.
So who are we not supposed to like right now? Cheese?
They don't know because nobody's really a bad guy anymore. They trust everybody, and that's why they screw up all the time.
Like women in vans.
Who cares about Cheese? What do they do with him in the comics?
I don't know. I haven't been reading Secret Avengers. I read the first one and went, pass.
I canceled it. Like,
good news. They're relaunching it.
Oh, I bet they are. I bet they are. We're getting
they
a new number one now.
Maybe you'll like this version.
Maybe.
Maybe this one will have SpongeBob in it.
You're like obsessed with SpongeBob.
Well, he's a better character than what they were getting.
What's your feeling on Squidward?
Squidward annoys me. He can't play the clarinet.
No, he can't.
He's not that good at it.
At least they have an antagonist in SpongeBob.
They do. I'd rather read, you know, SpongeBob and, you know, going up against Plankton than a book that has Thanos in it but doesn't.
Come on. He's going to be in it. I think he was almost in Avengers.
He was almost. He almost showed up, and then he was like, you know what?
Almost. And then he, I don't know.
I don't know.
Had the Avengers been there 5 minutes later, they'd have saw him.
Yeah.
I don't really care about
that. Well, it's funny because they finally, after Avengers, not to give it away, but the Avengers are finally coming back to Earth for Infinity Number 6. It's like, okay, there's going to be a lot to happen. Or it's going to be like Siege 4, where they're going to come back, hit Thanos on page 4, and it's going to be over.
You know, I never...
He's just like, oh, snap.
Yeah. I never finished Hickman's run of Fantastic Four. What happened to that other Earth that was, like, there?
It's still there.
Is it?
Oh, in Fantastic Four?
Yeah,
I don't know.
There
was a big story about that in New Avengers, and they haven't... I don't remember what's happened. I'm confused with that whole thing.
It was like a future Earth.
No, in New Avengers, it was like another Earth that was going to collide.
Oh, no, this...
And the builders were trying
to
stop that.
In Hickman's run of Fantastic Four, it was like they were trying to save the future because the future was all screwed up, so they brought all these...
So they were time traveling?
To a brand new Earth.
Oh.
Circling our Earth. And that's why
that
I
was
stopped
in Hickman?
Reading.
Okay, because I remember they did that in Miller's run.
Do you remember Sue Storm? She was killed?
Yeah,
something.
That was Miller's run, Mark Miller's run. With that other Earth, where they took everybody to that other Earth to save them.
Maybe it was Miller's.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those two run together on that.
Good thing they're relaunching Fantastic Four, so you'd be able to jump on and go right back to basics. Where, you know, with...
Who's on it?
It's James Robinson's.
That might not be bad.
Writing it. I don't remember
who's
drawing
it. I mean, Earth 2 was great.
Mm-hmm. I think it's still been good.
Yeah.
I like that Tom Taylor issue.
Yeah, it is. It's good. I think Greg Pak is doing a good job on writing anything Superman.
Yeah, Superman Batman, or Batman Superman.
Batman Superman was really good.
The sideways issue?
That was a little obnoxious.
That was a little obnoxious.
It
would have been worse if the ads were.
Well, his Zero Year tie-in for Action Comics was really good.
Okay, I didn't read that yet.
And it kind of makes me think maybe he'd be able to write Superman okay. And we can get Scott Lobdell out. Unless he's already out. I haven't paid attention.
No, I think he's got pictures on somebody.
Obviously, because I don't know who would want him. He's not that good of a writer.
Well, I think when Bob Harris came on, he just got all of his friends. Fabian Nicieza. Liefeld.
Oh, wow.
And then Scott Lobdell.
Why don't we put Scott Lobdell and Rob Liefeld on a book? Let's see what that kind of ball of crap that turns into.
Man, so judgmental. Is it stupid?
It's really stupid.
Okay.
Just to clarify.
Okay, fair enough.
Now you know.
Dude.
Let's talk about Zero Year.
Sure.
I
thought the Batman issue last week was really good.
The Batman issue was good. The tie-ins were really... I kind of like Nightwing.
Yeah, I like that.
Nightwing dealt with, like, it took you... All these books take you back to Zero Year, what was going on at the time. The circus was in Gotham at the time of the blackout. It's basically... Dick Grayson, he wanted to go see a movie or something. He's having problems with, you know, those two friends.
It wasn't Zorro. Yeah. That would have been bad. Okay.
No, it wasn't. It was some sort of sci-fi movie. But then the power goes out. He has to make it back to the circus with these new, like, group of people, kids that he met. And one of them, well, this is kind of the spoiler, but I guess it's been out for a week, so I'll just tell everybody. One of the kids turned out to be Maroney's.
It was
Sal Maroney's son. So, just a little tie-in there.
He killed him?
No, he thanked the circus, said, you know, you're in our debt or something. We like the circus because they help save his kid.
Okay.
Kept an eye out on him. But it was a good tie-in, I thought. I didn't like Batgirl. Batgirl, basically, her and James Jr. were evacuated. Jim's out there doing something, whatever he's doing with his career or whatever as a cop. And they are evacuated from their house, moved to somewhere, but where they're moved to at a fire station floods. So they're, like, leading a bunch of people to make sure that they, you know, get back safely. I think it's going to be a two-parter. Did you read that?
No, I didn't read.
I think that's going to be a two-parter because I don't remember it really ending. Nightwing, I don't think is going to be. I think it was...
No, that was pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, but this one didn't seem to end. But I didn't really like this one. Green Lantern Corps, which I didn't even expect it to tie into it.
Stupid.
It was really stupid. Okay. No, it wasn't. It wasn't stupid. It just, I didn't think it was that great. It wasn't that good of a tie-in. Plus, it wasn't written by Gail Simone. And right now, she kind of, that's the person I read if I'm going to read a Batgirl book.
Okay.
Because she, I think she just knows how to write the character better.
The Green Lantern, they basically watched what happened in Katrina and said, hey, this is what's happening. He was watching the news.
Well, it basically dealt with...
the whole issue was him just watching the news? That's kind of boring.
It dealt with Jon Stewart being right. a... it's him as a Marine, and they bring that those Marines in to help deal with evacuating the Colosseum there. And the Colosseum is taken over by Anarchy and his group, so they brought him into the New 52. Other than that, it wasn't too much different. They just had to save it. But it wasn't bad. It was a good read. And then Action Comics was good. Dealt with Clark thinking that he might be able to stop a hurricane, and it turns out he can't.
So just my bad. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, Clark. Yeah.
But I don't know. I it was okay. It's hard to explain what it was totally about unless you read it, but it was a good read. But I like the 0 year tie-ins.
Did the Batwoman one come out yet?
That was today.
That was today.
That was today.
Yeah. Pay attention, man.
Jeez.
I got to pay more attention.
Do you even read comics anymore?
No.
Oh.
They're stupid.
I just feel bad not buying them anymore. So I just come by, purchase them, and...
and listen to us speak.
Oh. In the trash can outside?
Yeah.
There's not a trash can out there.
It's a hidden trash can, so you don't look in it.
It's invisible. It's invisible. It has a cloaking device.
See, that's just called throwing it on the floor. That's not cool,
that's littering,
man.
Donnie.
Exactly.
Give a hoot, don't pollute.
Oh, well, I read a couple.
Busy not starting
that owl. That owl's going to come in and slap you. He's going to back wing you.
Slapping owl. I read a couple last week that I really were quirky, but I enjoyed Coffin Hill.
I don't
second
you.
Issue that came out. That one's quite interesting. It's about this girl. Basically, her parents were not parents, but ancestors were part of the Salem witch hunts and were actually war witches, and they kind of ran off and built this mansion in the woods on a hill. And their last name is Coffin, hence the name Coffin Hill. But the woods are kind of haunted and possessed by something, and kids keep going missing in there.
She's and lucky she has parents. And Batman doesn't.
She did something a while back which caused one of her friends to disappear and something really bad to happen. And some other kids are now lost in the woods, and she's trying to figure out how to help them. But it's
not
Hansel
and Gretel, is it?
No. No, I don't think so. It was Harold and... No.
Harold and Gertrude.
But no, it's been really good. Just new Vertigo, and it's kind of nice seeing Vertigo kind of getting back to what Vertigo always was, which was more, you know, gritty, cutting edge.
Well, that was an announcement. Did you see that today? Vertigo is getting a show on CW?
I knew they were doing iZombie.
They're doing iZombie, yeah.
Preacher's been picked up by AMC.
Which I kind of find very funny because Chris Roberson is the one that did that, and he had a very, very public parting of the ways with DC.
Huh.
So it's just kind of funny. All of a sudden, I guess they own the rights to it. So
I guess what, Flash now? And
Flash is getting its own show. A Doctor, or Our Man, or Doctor Midnight, one or the other. I forget. I'm getting confused now.
Oh, it's Our Man.
Might be.
It's Our Man.
Is it going to be an hour long?
It will be. See?
That's crazy. With a commercial, it's hard.
What are you talking about?
Like 45 minutes.
Yeah, 42 minutes. And
yeah, 42 minutes.
I said they had 5 shows in development. Yeah. What were the other ones?
Was it DC or is it Marvel?
No, DC.
I saw it on Twitter.
Well, they have Flash.
There was one that's something to do with Gotham City or something, I remember.
Yeah, GCPD, which it's going to be like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Because it has the elements of being Batman without really being Batman.
I think that could be good.
But I think it has more to do
with... Like Batman, do you? Well, he's not in this.
He's not here.
I think it has more to do with Commissioner Gordon.
No problem.
Yeah. That would be cool. I'd watch that.
Was Constantine one of them, too, I think?
Constantine, I think, would make a good show, but I don't know. Was it?
I thought it was. I mean,
the movie sucks, so...
Yeah, well...
Oh, Keanu Reeves.
Not Keanu Reeves. He thought he was in The Matrix, and he wasn't. Yeah, that's supposed to be getting it. Then all of those Marvel shows.
I'm coming back late. There's a Johnny Mnemonic TV show coming on.
Johnny Mnemonic. We didn't say that at all.
You said Keanu Reeves. So I went there. Sorry.
You shouldn't have went there.
Point Break.
Point Break.
Yeah. Bill and Ted.
Did you pack this chute?
Speed.
Okay.
Keanu Reeves movie now.
There's a fun one. I think it was from Dark Horse called Clown Fatale, which was bizarre.
Oh, I wanted to get that. Did that come out?
Yeah, that came out. It was good.
This week or last week?
Last week. Last week. But basically, it's a bunch of girl circus clowns.
You still have any?
Yeah. Who, none of them are real happy. One was a stripper before she took this job, and just a real kind of mishmash of people working for the circus. And this hit guy comes, or this guy comes to hire a hitman, and he knows that someone at the circus is undercover as a hitman, or they're hitmen undercover as part of the circus. So he basically hires the girls to do a hit, but the girls aren't the people undercover. So they're like, wait, they want to hit our drug dealer, and things go wacky. But it was good.
It's supposed to go wacky.
It was, yeah. But it was very good. It was, you know, just one of those real weird but neat books, just in the sense I hadn't read anything like that before. So that was cool.
Stripper assassin clowns.
Exactly.
I like where it's going.
There you go. See? We're heading in the right direction. Also, the Forever Evil tie-ins, I think, have been good. I read all the number ones. I thought they were good. Argus one wasn't the best, but the Arkham 1 and 2 have been really good. And I think what people don't realize, Peter Tomasi, who's written Batman and Robin this whole time, is writing it. So it's not like they just threw it to somebody else. Like you said, the Batgirl was written by somebody, not Gail Simone.
Weird.
Where this is, you know, a Batman writer is doing this. And
especially
I think,
since it was just a regular Batgirl issue.
Okay.
I thought that was odd.
But I thought these have been good. The second Flash one, or the Rogues Rebellion, came out today. I haven't read that yet. But so far, I think they've been good and kind of made sense and definitely added to the story.
Just something we talked about a couple weeks ago was that it almost seems like the Forever Evil is really more about the Justice League. That's kind of the main story, and the Forever Evil seems to be just reinforcing it. And the more I've read it, I have to agree with that, because like reading JLA last week, it seemed like, okay, this is moving the story much further than Forever Evil 2 did.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It seems like the Forever Evil is more backing up the Justice League stories.
Yeah.
But Forever Evil's kind of expanding on the villains, too. Like, Luthor, Luthor is really shining, especially come issue 3.
In order to get the full effect, you have to read Justice League as well. Almost like Infinity, you have to read Avengers.
Justice League of America, kind of. The last two, I don't know, it's more about the prison and where the Justice League are.
But I think it's going to get to a point there with that. Justice League, what is happening in Justice League?
The last Justice League was the
Ultraman
story.
Oh, that's
story.
Ultraman.
Yeah, that was the
really
Ultraman
good.
Story, which ended with the Black Adam confrontation.
I like how he broke Jimmy Olsen's hand.
To stop the watch.
Yeah. I Jimmy Olsen's kind of a, you know. Who likes Jimmy Olsen?
Everybody loves Jimmy Olsen.
Nobody likes
Superman's
pal. He's got way too much money. Look what he did in Batman Superman. He didn't even know what was going on. And where did he get all his money? Did he rob a bank?
I don't know.
He does this while Superman, he distracts him by pushing the button and then he goes robs a bank. Leaves the watch somewhere and he's like, oh, Jimmy lost his watch. And then he takes it back to him. See, I should be right.
In the 1960s. Yes, you should have.
Jimmy lost his watch again. Turned out he was robbing a bank.
But the Forever Evil, it's going to turn into DC's version of the Thunderbolts. Because you got Lex and, you know, now Black Manta showed up and Black Adam's there.
Well, but after it's all over, they can all go, like, Black Manta is just kind of there because he's pissed that he didn't get to kill Aquaman.
Well, DC's answer to the Thunderbolts will always be Suicide Squad.
Yes. But Thunderbolts is getting a new number one, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to change it up.
How many times does Thunderbolts get a new number one?
Every time it's good.
Every time it's good, it gets one?
No, it gets a new one, so it's good.
No.
Yes.
You know what it is?
What?
It's really stupid.
Stop. That might be the name of this podcast.
This is stupid. It's... One stupid podcast.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I'm going to read the Spider-Man that matters.
Okay. You sit and read and be quiet. The adults will talk.
I want this Doc Ock Lego guy. It looks really cool. He's in the ad.
Great.
It's Spider-Man.
So Wolverine is not getting killed now?
Isn't he? I don't know.
That's what I read on.
No, he's getting a new number one, but now he has armor.
He's a bad guy now.
He's a bad guy with armor. Because, yeah.
I didn't get the full details, but from what I gathered, he wasn't getting killed after all.
But he's a clown.
It might be an
LMD. No, you know, it's funny. I read a headline that said Wolverine's clone appears in something. I'm like, well, that's one way to go about it. And then it's just talking about X-23. I'm like, oh, that doesn't interest me. Cloning Wolverine, you know, I guess again, would be kind of cool.
That would be cool. We should be writing this stuff.
What we need is another clone saga.
Oh, if only.
Did you just say saga?
Saga.
Colin?
Saga.
That was stupid.
Saga.
Okay. Some other books. Umbral came out last week. That was a real interesting little fantasy one. I think I talked about it last week, but fantasy world where all of a sudden things go really, really bad and the bad guys show up, and it's got a quirky girl who actually kind of works on this as opposed to the shield. And just really kind of neat. One of those Image number ones that might or might not take off. You never know. Walking Dead was last week.
Yeah, it actually moved.
Stuff actually happened. There was actually a little bit of war in All Out War.
But then again, they were just standing in the same place as the last issue.
Well, yeah. But then they moved at the end.
Yeah.
Like a couple feet further.
Well, they like drove a bus.
They shot out all the windows.
They crashed the bus.
Everybody owned the bus.
Yeah.
That would be negative.
Just read your ad.
It's no good. It didn't matter at all.
Oh. That issue right there is going to change the Marvel Universe forever.
Yeah.
It did something. There was an interesting part to it.
It's Ant-Man.
But I don't want to give it away. But it wasn't bad. That's Blackout.
I don't remember.
He's partial demon.
Oh, I remember him. I remember him from the cards. I never seen him in a book.
Okay, well now you can.
Now you can. It is $4.99.
And it was worth every penny of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was worth $5.
But it matters, so just shut up and read it.
Oh, it matters because the Green Goblin's on it.
Last page. And what does he say?
He says it's a tradition.
Ha, no. Ha, 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 ha. That was the more important thing.
Oh, Peter went to a forest.
Oh.
He bought some flowers.
No. So you're missing the whole point. Never mind. You'll see it when you get to it.
Peter's
you need to read.
Vampire.
You need to. Adam, you need to start at the beginning and read that way. You're reading the wrong way.
The Doctor Strange showed up.
No.
How strange is he?
And then they gave some guy some money. What's
Thank
wrong
you,
with
Chuck.
Those
Thank you so much, Chuck. I
there were some
that.
Hooks. Some guy came back to life.
No, he didn't come back to life.
And then he gave some money.
Would you call this issue stupid?
It's kind of. It seems like
if
it was
you read
told
it backwards.
Yeah. Seems like it was told backwards.
You guys. So, and then we also got...
maybe that's why it mattered.
Infinity is coming to an end, leading into Inhumanity that everybody is giddy about from my take from here at the store.
And Infinity came to an end.
No, not yet. Next week.
Infinity.
It can never end.
Yeah.
No. Good point.
Because after it's over, then there's still
Age
like
of Ultron came to an end, which ushered in Infinity. And then AVX came to an end.
I would order
Joshua
low down. On Inhumanity.
Just a bunch of events.
Oh, I ordered... No.
I'm really looking forward to not buying any of Inhumanity.
Oh, come on. It's going to be
the bomb.
I
think I've been tired of events since Fear Itself. So...
Yeah, Fear Itself.
I think I'm done with events.
They forever? Because what are they?
They're stupid. They're pretty stupid.
This podcast has been brought to you by the word stupid.
Yes.
Not Adam. Not as stupid as Doctor Strange.
What?
Nobody's going to say that?
No, because that didn't make any sense.
Leave you hanging.
Yeah,
we'll leave you hanging
You're
on that
You're supposed
one.
To say how strange is it?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say that.
Why?
Because that's just wrong.
We're only allowed to use it one time per podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're just...
If we're allowed to overuse the word stupid.
You're beating
and Gorilla
a horse.
Bob.
No. You're beating that
And Bobby Hitler.
That's mine. I own that.
You don't own the thing?
You
don't
do.
Own
the,
you own the, Bobby Hitler?
You own him? Does he live in the basement? What kind of place is this?
I don't know if I could buy comics here anymore. There's just too many strange things going on.
Well, at least you're not letting him out into the world.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Well, Bobby Hitler's okay. It's his brother you got to watch.
Oh, right, yes, well, yes. Bobby's the one you want leading your team of superheroes.
Well, that's the problem. Bobby Hitler should have been running Germany and not the other one.
Probably got to switch
You kidnapped the wrong person. You kidnapped the wrong Hitler.
We tell you to go back in time and fix your mistake, but we know what happens then.
Right.
Time's broken.
Time's broken. You can't do that.
We do not need Angela showing up.
No.
Why did you highlight that in number?
Because I did.
it's like there's some sort of special significance. Like you were just like, there I is. Have to remember the...
So, Pat, what did you read lately that you enjoyed or didn't enjoy? You don't, yeah, we don't have to talk about everything yeah. good. We talked about Thor. Oh, sorry.
Kind of talked about it. I read Walking Dead. I was glad to see something moved. And, you know, the zero-year tie-ins. I still, and you know, we talked a little bit about this right before we started, the whole Nightwing, you know. Was he with Batman for 5 minutes before he became Nightwing? Because in the New 52, that's what it seems like. Like,
maybe.
You only had a 5-year gap, and you really didn't have a whole lot of time to learn anything.
Well, see, in this, yeah, that's the thing. In this
Being
issue,
an acrobat doesn't
in this
make
issue, he wasn't really, he didn't become Night, he's not Nightwing, he's just.
He's just a kid.
But, yeah, where exactly does he become Robin and then have time to become Nightwing? I think they've done more harm than good with that whole theory of him, like, having some sort of internship as Robin or something, whatever he did.
I didn't read Red Hood yet, but I'm waiting to see what he's doing.
Maybe they were all Robins all at the same time. He had a team of Robins.
Maybe Batman and Robin Robins. Squad.
Robin Squad.
Yeah.
Go team Robin.
Robin
yeah. Go.
Corp. Yeah.
Corp. Not Corp. Man, my words. My apologies.
What?
I'm mispronouncing everything.
That's okay.
We can't hear you anyway.
What do you read lately?
You're all the way back there.
How good was Batman last week? I like that they... had the original villain for the Zero Year. I like the redesign for him, too. It was kind of first time I was creeped out reading a comic for a while.
The original villain?
Wasn't Dr. Death the first villain?
Yeah. I'm trying to think back of what happened in that issue, exactly.
He didn't come around till the end, but...
What happened in that issue? Oh, he was killing people with some sort of bone.
Makes you think it's Poison Ivy, but...
Yeah.
But they introduced her. She showed up. That was cool.
Pamela Isley.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't get her M Zero Year book.
No.
No.
She used to be good, and then the New 52 changed that again. I don't know what that
it happens. It's like wrestling. You know, they just go back and forth.
Yeah.
Good guy, bad guy.
She's a weird character.
I just saw The Miz did a heel turn, so. Yeah, you didn't know that, see? What do you read lately, Chuck? Or you don't actually read these?
I just look at the pictures.
Okay. Well, we know that's all Donnie does. But
no one said you had to read them. Just look at the pictures.
I'm still reading the Image book called Sheltered. I'm really enjoying that still. I guess, I'm pretty much second thoughts. Everything else, the Batman Zero Year was good, Nightwing.
Donnie stole your thunder on that one. Way to go, Donnie.
Yeah.
I was crossing my fingers that I got to say Batman, because that's what I had. No one take Batman.
Yeah,
Walking Dead was good last week on the TV show.
You liked the last episode?
Yeah, I was all right.
The governor one?
I thought that was awful.
It was okay.
It
was just, are we supposed to
like
the governor now?
Maybe he learned his lesson.
Well, there was a great picture Daniel posted, which is very funny. When he was laying in the street, and he was on his back, they showed he had a pillow underneath him, and it had a parrot on it, and it made it look like the parrot was on his shoulder. So he's looking like a pirate with his patch and beard.
Is she going to name the little girl Penny Jr.?
Oh, I don't know. How long she's going
to
be around.
They could have skipped right to the next episode and just used like a few quick flashbacks to cover what happened in this episode.
My one question in that one was, why did they leave the nice apartment with beds and sofas?
That's the one thing I didn't understand.
To drive around in the back of a panel truck. That just...
I mean, did they say where they were going?
No, I don't remember them saying.
Maybe they're going somewhere and going
to
come back.
I don't know. That just seemed like an odd choice to do. You know, they had civilization. They could raid the other apartments for food. Yeah. You know, there was a lot they could do. So it just seems weird to go out.
So if they don't survive, it's their own fault.
You know, they could have their own bedroom so they weren't, you know, getting busy with the little kid right there. You know, that creepy.
That was kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah, that was
Where were they?
They're in the back of the truck. Yeah, they were right there somewhere. Yeah.
I think the governor pretty much wants to find Rick and the gang. And I think when their father started turning to the zombie and killed him, because they didn't know that he was going to turn to the zombie, I think they were left with him just because they felt like he kind of felt like they would be safe with him since he knows all this
He's
stuff.
So good
I think
at that's kind smashing of why heads in. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why they just kind of pick up and left with him.
Governor Smash.
But
he isn't good at smashing heads in. The other guy's good at smashing heads in.
How long do those bottles of oxygen last? Because she said she took a couple of them and her father had stage 4 cancer. And I was like, okay, we've been through 4 seasons now. All that got built up in Woodbury. That had to take some time. He lost that. He came back. What's going on here?
Oh, just roll with it.
I'm tired of rolling with it.
And then, oh, they announced on Arrow that he's getting a mask. That's kind of cool. So instead of just being the...
That makeup was stupid.
Yeah. But now it shows he's transferring from just being vigilante to actually becoming a hero.
Is that how it works? You have to have makeup on your eyes and you're a vigilante.
Well, before he was just a guy, but now he's... Could be.
Yeah, but he does both. He has the eye makeup underneath.
And right, I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah,
good point. And then Diggle's getting a costume. It's going to be...
Super Diggle?
I don't know what that's going to be. But apparently Diggle was in the Zero Year book.
Yeah.
When does Barry actually show up?
I think this week or next week, but they're not actually... He's just going to be introduced, but they're not introducing him in that show. Like, The Flash. So they might just introduce Barry Allen or something.
Are they still planning on introducing Nightwing in that show? Or is he going to be
supposedly there's going to be Nightwing.
Batman, Superman movie.
I think both. Yes. No?
Is it going to be the same guy?
But they're not going to, he's not a part of the movie.
Oh, okay.
At least that's what I saw, but, you know, there's too many rumors all over the internet.
Yeah, they're all over.
That's what bothers me.
But see, at least there would make sense, because you have an older Batman, so you could say, you know, he had time being Robin, and, you know, maybe he's just starting out as Nightwing.
Well, they were in Bloodhaven. You remember that? Deadshot had, an apartment there.
On Arrow, yeah.
Yeah. So they showed us Bloodhaven.
It was like the real
world. It was like the Bloodhaven.
They visited
them. Bloodhaven Estates or something.
A gated community for villains.
You know, if you live in a town called Bloodhaven, it really is because it gets obliterated. But yeah,
Paul Martin scored.
Who was it? What character did they drop on Bloodhaven that killed
Chemo?
Chemo, that was it.
Or Chemo, however you say it. I assumed it was Chemo.
He destroyed Bloodhaven so bad that it didn't even appear in the New 52.
Wow.
That's pretty bad.
Obliterated. That's
obliterated.
Crazy.
He
crazy.
Knocked it into, two different universes.
Worse than Coast City?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm going to say yeah.
Talk to Hal Jordan about that. Bring that up. Say, hey, Hal, what do you think about Coast City?
He will backhand you, Don.
He will.
With his ring hand.
With his ring hand. That was it.
That's fine. Okay.
That's a podcast.
That's a podcast. Well, not yet.
Oh, man.
We have this new feature I'm trying to add, and you keep just cutting it out, man.
What feature is it?
You don't get to end it.
That's right.
That's stupid.
Everyone already turned it off. Every week.
No, but coming next week. I want to talk about what's coming next week, so people get excited about next week.
Are they getting excited?
I hope so. I'm trying. So we got Black Science, which is a new Rick Remender Image book that was really kind of good. And it's got Matteo Scalera, who did the art with him on... I think he's done some of the, Infinity, but he's the one that did the original, the X-Force, the early stuff on X-Force, so that was good. What?
A little synopsis?
Oh, what it's about. No, I did read it. Basically, it's a group of scientists, it's almost like a family. I'm not quite sure the dynamic between everybody, But the husband and wife are kind of lost, and they have to get back before something happens so that they can teleport out of this world. And things happen. But it was good. It was really good. One of them makes it back. One of them doesn't.
Okay. How good was it?
It was good.
Johnny Carson had got a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. As good as that.
Okay.
So why is that?
That's
like
what came out today. Why are you reading it
in leather looking at the judge's crotch?
Because
I just noticed that. That's been up for how long now? Did
yeah.
You see that?
What?
The little midget looking up at the Joker's crotch.
You didn't
yeah,
get.
He was in the
yeah,
book.
That was in the killing joke. Nice try.
But I don't remember seeing that.
Okay, Bleeding Cool magazine's coming out with another $1.99 copy. So I'm trying to get people to try it. It ships really infrequently.
I liked when it was free.
Yeah, I know. You know what? And sadly, this one was due in October, so it's late. It's like I don't know the point of this.
I don't remember that.
There's a bunch of zero year tie-ins coming next week. We got Catwoman, Flash. That should be interesting. Damien number 2 is coming out. Number 1 was interesting, kind of a Elseworlds book.
Who leads the Birds of Prey?
Who leads the Birds of Prey? Isn't that Black Canary?
So that, I guess the 0 year book is kind of about her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, if you like the little lead figures, we got Doctor Who little lead figures coming out. That's next crazy. Week I got the 11th Doctor and Davros are coming. They make great stocking stuffers.
That's a lot of doctors.
But don't we know that the 10th Doctor is better than the 11th Doctor?
Well, he'll be coming. Just relax. Forever Evil Argus is next week. Hawkeye. This one was supposed to ship in August, so it's only
just
a little late. And Infinity number 6. And Infinity Heist number 3. So I guess the Infinity Heist is going to end after Infinity. But you're not reading it?
Are you reading it? Mm-hmm.
And then we got Infinity Hunt.
None of us are reading it.
Okay, fine. They're just coming. Justice League Dark is a Forever Evil tie-in. Although, the last one was the kickoff of Blight. It says Evil, but I don't know that it is
Forever
Evil.
I thought that was part of... It was Forever Evil Blight.
Yeah, I think this might be more Blight than Evil. Although, Blight is Evil.
You know, whatever happened to the Dark characters, Forever Evil? I mean, they don't really explain what happened to them.
No. Well, no. Well, the last one... I don't remember. The last one kind of introduced Blight. But we'll
but it's kind of... It's like it's going in a different story, but then did something happen to them? Because they were all there when...
Yeah. Well, yeah, something's happened. Because I remember he's trying to... I just read the last two issues of Constantine, and the interesting thing was number 8 actually tied in with the middle of Trinity War, where he appeared in Trinity War, and it looks like he's trying to... freeze Atana. So I don't know if they've explained what's going on. Maybe read next week and find out.
Constantine's been good.
It has. It's been very good. And it's very Constantine-y.
Yeah.
Well, just in the sense it's a Hellblazer. They didn't totally
get away from
what
field.
It used to be. Yeah. Letter 44 number 2 is coming next week, Donnie.
Well,
how many would you like?
It's only $1.
Yeah. No, this one's $4.
When you ordered that, you did remember to factor in that I bought the majority of it.
Yes. Max Maximized or Bring Back Max, or I think they're just redoing it. I'm not sure.
That TV show is good.
I haven't really figured out what they're doing with that. Mr. Peabody and Sherman number 1.
Wow.
Sweet.
You know, there's a movie coming.
I thought we could go back in time.
They can. It's not the Marvel Universe.
Oh. Okay. Time's not broken in the Peabody universe, in the Bowwinkle universe.
Yeah. New Avengers Infinity tie-in is coming in too. I think that's the denouement to Infinity. We'll see. Pretty Deadly number 2. That was a good one. Number 1 was good. Number 2 comes out next week. New previews next week.
You mean you didn't
Donnie, look what's coming. Look what's coming.
Ah!
Saga. Woo-hoo, Saga number 16 is coming out. And the Sandman Overture Special Edition.
Oh.
If you like Sandman Overture number 1, you're going to want to check out the Special Edition. Spider-Man 22. Oh, sorry. Superior Spider-Man 22.
Oh.
Teen Titans Forever Evil tie-in. I'm actually kind of intrigued by that, because what happened to them in Forever Evil 2?
They all died.
They did not. They time traveled.
They're dead.
Uncanny Avengers. If you've been reading it, it's been really good, but it's very confusing if you haven't read everything else. So, I know you don't like any Avengers.
I was hoping that the Teen Titans got transported back to prehistoric times.
No, I think they went to the future.
They have to fight dinosaurs.
Sorry. Nice try.
I like the other
one. They could just go to the Savage Land.
And we got Walking Dead.
That's
next part of All Out War. And then my favorite thing, I put this on Facebook because...
You're out of control, Donnie.
I love when Marvel does this. But we're getting Wolverine the X-Men number 38. and Wolverine the X-Men Annual.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Was one delayed or something?
It's hard to tell. They were both in the September previews, but it's just a little annoying that they both shipped the same
week.
That's
a book that they're probably going to cancel, yeah.
They are canceling that. So what they did announce that.
They're just trying to burn off the
X-Men. Yeah, that could be. But it's just, I hate, because now I have to make two spots on the wall. And
they're going to cancel a book I actually read and replace it with something I'm not going to read. How's that help?
Well, they're going to, the new book, well, is going to be called And the, it's a new team-up book. It's And the X-Men, and so it's going to be a different character.
I'm tired of team-up books.
So you're going to get Captain America and the X-Men.
I doubt I will because
and
I didn't.
Black Widow and the X-Men.
Because it doesn't even matter.
Ghost Rider.
It doesn't matter and with Spider-Man. It didn't matter with Captain America and
Spider-Man and the X-Men.
I don't even like Batman and
Bucky and the X-Men.
Do you remember Captain America and? What happened to that series?
Yeah, it got canceled.
Yeah. So why don't we just cancel it and call it a day?
Well, it is canceled
before it starts.
Let's cancel it before it starts.
It's canceled. I was making all that up.
Oh,
I was just having fun.
You're not allowed to do that.
I'm sorry. Because it's
Doctor Strange.
It's stupid.
And
thank you. But it causes all sorts of chaos. We could have burned this place down, Colin. It would have went up really quick because there's paper all over the place.
Pat would have stopped.
Wasn't Walking Dead supposed to be next week?
Yeah, Walking Dead's next week. I said that, but you guys were gagging.
Oh, I did not hear that.
Going, you were doing that.
What about Six Gun Gorilla?
I wish. I don't know where it is.
It's been a little while.
Well, let me double check.
That has been a while.
Gorillas are kind of scary, but they're vegetarian.
Yeah, that's what they want you to think.
Exactly.
They're gnawing on an arm. They ain't too vegetarian.
No, no Six Gun Gorilla next week. Hopefully soon.
Then they eat whatever they want.
That's a personal favorite. That's all I got. Adam?
That's
no,
podcast.
That's stupid. Chuck, Donnie, you good? Pat's had enough. Okay.
What did we hit?
45 minutes. Okay, that's good enough. A shorty. We'll talk to you next week.
Watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know I'm
show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second I talk cock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest, you're rocking a mess like Cable did. A hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun, I'm Hank with his son. I'm blonde when I skip lunch, eating rappers, man, so thanks for the gum. I'm Starks Wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap, I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest, making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands.